Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
You made a $300 purchase on eBay from Jane.
Thank you for connecting with our eBay. This is John. How may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Andrew Hamilton. I've just gotten a call regarding a $300 purchase on eBay.
Okay. Do you have any eBay account?
I do, but last purchase I made on eBay was for nothing close to that.
Okay. Like, I just checked my server. I can see that yesterday you purchased iTunes gift card for $299. It's a very suspicious activity. I think some people is trying to misusing your personal details, and they are creating another fake eBay account with your identity, without your knowledge, without your authorization, and they are make this order. So for that, we need to provide you a security and block those overseas people and delete this fake eBay account, right? Do you understand that? Okay.
Yeah, so, I was going to say just close the eBay account, but okay.
Yeah, it's a fake eBay account, so we need to block those hackers and delete this fake eBay account, right? So do you have any computer or laptop for that?
I have my phone. That's the extent of my
computer. Okay. Only you have a phone, right?
Yep.
Alright, so is that your Android or iPhone?
Android.
Okay. So do one thing, put me on speaker, then get back to your home screen. I'll help you how to fix this problem, alright?
Can't that just be closed? I've got the VPN program, so I don't know what... alright, hold on. Yep.
Alright, then open up your Play Store app. Play Store.
Yeah.
Alright, now look at your at the very top on your screen. Do you see any long narrow search bar over there? It says search for apps and games. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Alright, now listen to me very carefully, okay? So first of all, we need to generate a security code. Through this security code, we need to block those hackers first, alright? So you simply download that software, it's called AnyDesk. So type over there AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
AnyDesk.
AnyDesk. AnyDesk. Right. So hit that. Okay, and what do you see on your screen? Just do let me know.
Install.
Alright, click on that install and download that software. Once you open that, just do let me know.
Wouldn't my VPN software be able to do the same thing this is going to do?
Any questions about that app? Sir, I already told you, we need to generate a security code, alright? Through this security code, we need to connect with our server, then block those overseas people. So it's that security software, alright? So you simply download that app and open. And you get to see some 9-digit cancellation and security code, alright? Do you open that?
Yeah.
Alright, then what do you see on your screen? Just tell me.
It's just finishing installing.
Okay, yeah. take your sweet time, take your time.
accessibility.
All right. Do you see any positive options like okay, allow, yes? Just click on that. All right. What do you see on the screen now?
Do you need, is it 998-145-132?
Tell me slowly, slowly. Tell me slowly, slowly.
998?
998?
145?
Yes.
132?
132, right?
Yeah.
All right, it's 998-145-132, right?
Yeah.
All right, just below those numbers, do you see any set password option? Do you see that? Set password?
No.
You can't see that. Any set password, it's underlined. Below those numbers, do you see that? Set password?
There's remote address or set password. And
yeah, click on that set password. Click on that set password.
Yep.
All right. Now, scroll that page, scroll that page. And do you see any permission profile? Smalley, scroll that page. Do you see any permission profile? Do you see that?
Interactive access, permissions.
Yeah, below that, scroll that page, scroll up, and do you see any permission profile?
None.
All right, scroll that page, Molly, scroll that page. Do you see any permission profile? Permission profile. We need to generate it as a password, okay? So you simply search that, find out that option. It's called permission profile. Below that permission, interactive access permission. Below that, do you see any permission profile?
Yeah, there's permissions. There's allow other devices to save login information, clear all
right.
Tokens.
All right. Read out the form. Read out the whole thing.
Enable two-factor identification.
Yes.
Enable previous.
Yes.
Session profiles.
Yes.
Other previous session profiles, yes. And then permission profiles.
Yes, click on that permission profile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Default screen sharing, full access.
Do you see unattended access?
Yes.
All right, click on that unattended access.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what do you see on your screen?
Profile enable unattended access.
Yeah, enable unattended access. Click on that.
Yeah.
Now, what do you see on your screen?
Set password.
All right. Click on that and type over there. Set password. Do you type over there? eBay 1234. Set the password, it's eBay 1234. All should be small letter, alright? EBAY 1234, alright?
Yeah.
Give a click on OK. Do you set the password?
Yeah.
Alright, now I am provide you a security, alright? So that's why you receive that security warning on your screen. Don't do anything. Just follow my step, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what do you see on your screen?
We have Yeah, right. Whatever.
All right. What do you see on your screen? Do you see any set password option? One second. Do you see any enable unattended access? You put that wrong password, sir. You put that wrong password. All right. You said the password is eBay. EBAY. 1, 2, 3, 4. All should be small letter. All should be one letter. Okay? All should be small letter. And one word. Right?
Done.
What? Are you done?
Yeah.
All right. That's great, sir.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now, do you see any start now option? Just click on that start now. All right. That's good, sir. Congratulations. You successfully connect with our server, right? So don't do anything in that page. Just get from there. Get out from there. Get back to your home screen. Get back to your home screen.
Yeah.
Get back to your home screen. Yes. Normal wallpaper screen.
Huh?
All right. Now I am transferring this call to my senior. All right. He will be guide you how to fix this problem. All right. Don't do anything. All right. Just stay on the line.